This is Master of Everything and Nothing Concrete. My name is Crystal Barnes. Episode number 9 is here. We're talking today about how to write a letter to a stranger. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. More love letters was born, and this new hobby gave me something to focus on, but I needed a website for the world. Part of the charm of letters is that they are so personal that they are not just emails. Writing a letter has made me feel like I could sweeten someone's day with a few kind words. Today, more than 10,000 people have signed the letter in the hope of sweetening someone's day. Writing a letter gives someone a sense of connecting with someone else and the chance to connect with a stranger. Also, the sight of your name on the envelope shows that someone thinks of you and loves you. By writing a letter, you take someone with you, share your story and tell them what is important. While a Skype call might lift the mood a little, a letter is something to look back on and read several times. It makes you feel better knowing that you've spoiled someone's day, and it makes me feel good. More love letters are not conventional love letters to your real lovers, but letters that surprise you, that you need in the world. These letters can be written in many different ways, from simple to complex and from romantic to romantic. I found my purpose in hundreds of letters to strangers, and I am ready to write love letters to strangers. The memoir follows Brentia as she works part-time at the United Nations, struggling with loneliness, depression and faith, and trying to connect with the people around her. In flashbacks to college and her childhood, the memoir begins with the life of a woman who planted the seed for a letter she was to write when her daughter was growing up, but also tells of her life as a writer and mother of three. Brentia soon asked her blog readers if they needed a letter, and sent her a list of names, addresses, phone numbers and email addresses of friends and family. You can also contribute to the database by providing an address if you know someone who needs it at the time. You can send a letter to a stranger and make a difference on the way. There is no postage. Order a letter kit, which comes with a beautiful, bespoke flat card to your loved ones and a calligraphic, addressed envelope. This allows you to send your letter directly to someone in the database who really deserves it. If you need some inspiration now, here are two letters I wrote to the first two strangers who had given an address on the list. For those who did not, enter the annual letter, a writing initiative that sends bundles of uplifting, personal notes to people who might use a few kind words to get them through the holidays. The organization was founded by 12 of us who secretly nominated a well-meaning person in our lives. Enter the More Love Letters, organized by More Love Letters, an organization with more than 2,000 members. Jakula Schmaitz Love Letters Workshop produces more than 1,000 pieces of paper randomly placed in the city by the message's authors. Each letter contains a quote or word that encourages, such as a message of love, a picture of a loved one or even a photo of a dog or cat. She says she was inspired to write to strangers after learning that more love letters were needed, a movement started in 2011 by an Atlanta writer who left friendly notes in public places while living in New York. The letters are found in public places such as schools, parks, churches, libraries, restaurants, and even on the streets of New York. For years, letters have been written anonymously to strangers and delivered to people in London. They are written to a stranger and left behind in the hope that someone will find the warmth, comfort and encouragement that will bring to that person. The letters left behind in London are a great way to bring some good into the world. I like to think that I am one of the many good people in the world and that the stranger you want to poke around in the street is someone you are very interested in. I will rely on how connected we are and how far we can go to help that person, even if only for a moment. Imagine a stranger doing something that annoys you suddenly fell down in front of you. While it may be easier to put all your worries and frustrations on paper, a letter to a stranger can be an act of kindness. Maybe what you write inspires you to anecdotes, maybe you recite an inspiring poem or share a lesson in your life, but make sure you enjoy it. This was How to Write a Letter to a Stranger, by Master of Everything and Nothing Concrete, and this was episode number 9. My name is Crystal Barnes, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.